Intense bands of lake effect snow continue in western and northern New York. At times, the snowfall rates are exceeding 3 inches per hour, which is resulting in near zero visibility, and also there have been reports of thunder snow in the most intense areas of snowfall. In our area, we've had some of that lake effect snow work on in. A lake effect snow warning is in effect for the western Adirondacks through midday tomorrow. And to the south, a lake effect snow advisory is up for Utica through lunchtime on Friday. So in those areas, accumulations of snow are likely, at least in patches. For the rest of us, we've had some scattered snow showers and periods of light snow, primarily in areas along and north of I-90, and there's certainly the chance of some accumulation of snow, especially across the higher terrain. Now, one big change from yesterday is it's not as cold today. Highs have moved up into the 30s across the north. We've reached near 40 in the capital region and in the lower to mid-40s south and southeast of Albany. Now, the wind has been a player, gusting at times up over 30 miles per hour, so it does still feel quite cool out there, and keep in mind that we're still considerably below normal for this time of year. Now, as we work ahead into tonight, we will continue with that lake effect snow in northern and western areas. Elsewhere, we'll have a few snow showers pass through, again primarily along and north of I-90. Temperatures will be cold, running in the teens to around 20. The lake effect snow will begin to wind down tomorrow morning, so we'll still have the chance for some snow showers or flurries, and there's even the chance that a heavier burst of snow or a squall of snow could work down the Mohawk Valley into the capital region at some point tomorrow morning. Now, tomorrow is going to be a colder day than today, with highs in the 20s and 30s, and it will be windy as well, so there's no question that that winter feel will stick with us through the day on Friday. Over the weekend, it's still cold on Saturday with highs in the 30s. We should nudge up into the 40s on Sunday. It looks warmer on Monday, but with that warm-up, we do bring in the chance for some rain, and that is going to really bring some flooding concerns to those areas that have been hit so hard in western New York, as we will have snowmelt and rainfall working in early next week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with the chance of snow showers, areas of lake effect snow in the western Adirondacks, low in the teens to around 20. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, a chance of snow showers mainly during the morning, breezy and cold, high in the 20s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Mostly cloudy tonight, a chance of snow showers, with areas of lake effect snow in portions of the Mohawk Valley and western Adirondacks, low in the teens to around 20. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, with a chance of snow showers mainly during the morning, breezy and cold, high in the 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, low in the upper teens to lower 20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy and cold, high 30 to 35. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, low 15 to 20. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a chance of morning snow showers, breezy, high 28 to 33. Region-wide on Saturday, partly sunny, high in the 30s. On Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.